Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Without further ado, let me bring in my partner, the Hibbo himself, the hatinest brother of all time,
Rob Parker.
Mr. Rob Parker, what's up, man?
Thank you very much.
And I was trying to think of something else. I was going to say, you know, the second most hating his brother according to the Patriots, but that would contradict my
exactly.
So I just said, let it go.
And all I'm going to say is I appreciate it, and I will wear that proudly, that moniker, because, man, what a weekend for yours truly. What a bad weekend for Chris Broussard.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And I was.
Aren't you a big Carson Wentz fan? Did I misread the newspaper, the internet? Did SportsCenter, Undisputed, did they get it wrong?
No, I'm talking
you
about...
You acting like the Philadelphia Eagles won a football game. Instead of getting crushed up in Minnesota.
See, here you are already. Can you just step down for a second and let me talk?
You the one
starting
with the fireworks.
Step down, Chris
Broussard. My goodness.
Step down.
I give you this huge introduction, and you immediately start shooting bullets at me.
Yeah, but and you're shooting blanks like you've done all football season.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I'm on you today, Chris Broussard, because
all right, bring it on.
You were the one, and we'll talk
who
about it.
Who said the Rams aren't going to make the playoffs?
No, don't
playoff?
See. Here we go again.
How's that looking?
Here's the one. I don't
That's
know.
That's right.
They're not out of the playoff picture, but
they
this
ain't
is the
looking
one.
Looking good. That's for darn sure.
You had, of course, Dak Prescott.
You had the Jets in the playoffs. Why'd you even bring this up? You had the Jets in the playoffs.
Dak Prescott is an elite quarterback. That's what you said.
After
they were three.
I said he's – hold on. Rob, did I say he's elite?
Is he still en route, or did he crash on 405 on the 405?
The route sometimes gets rocky. There are detours. Sometimes you got to go a different way.
Nah, stop it.
But
stop.
How was Aaron Rodgers' route to eliteness?
We're not talking about this.
He was on the bench for 3 years.
We're not talking about this. You can't know.
For different folks.
No, no, no. After the first 3 games against nobody, and I told you this, you were premature. You were ready, jumping around, talking about him. And you, if you were the Cowboys, you would sign him and give him the money, because it's going
to
cost you more money later. No, they might wind up saving themselves money on the way that this thing's going.
It's early,
and
Rob
then
Parker.
And then also Patrick Mahomes. Oh, he got 10, 12 touchdowns. He going to do this. He going to get 50 again. You know what he's on pace for? He's on pace for 39. He's on pace for under 40. And he had three.
I'm glad you're feeling good.
All I'm telling you is
he's going to get his 40 and you're going to owe me some Jordan.
Chris Broussard is the prisoner of the moment king and the premature king. Everything you said was premature and you shot your bullets before you should have. That's
so
all I'm saying.
I'm not giving up on Patrick Mahomes.
I'm not saying you have to give up on him, but you crowned him. You had him at Jordan-esque.
He ain't no Jordan-esque. Give me Dennis Green. Alex, play Dennis Green right now. Crown him. Play
if
that
you
now.
You want to crown him, then crown their ass.
Because I'm crowning him.
Go ahead. You could do it, but it doesn't hold any weight.
Put your
He ain't
money.
The unstoppable
let's
quarterback.
No.
Jordan-esque.
Let's
my
see.
Foot, Jordan-esque.
Put your money where your mouth is. Ain't forget the chicken wings.
No, we already got a bag. We got a bag.
I'm tired of chicken wings.
We got a bag.
Let's put some Air Jordans on.
No, because
you never paid up when you lost.
You can't do it now, Chris.
No, I can do it. You chicken.
No,
you're
I'm not.
You're talking all that jazz.
I told you the Lakers wouldn't make the playoffs.
You're talking all that blizzard.
When nobody,
when nobody else said it, you step back.
Nobody.
You're a paper tiger, Rob Parker. I mean,
making the playoffs. Of course he's going to make the playoffs.
You're a paper
he's
tiger.
He's the king. And all I'm trying to tell you is
no,
I told you.
No, you ain't telling me nothing now.
I told you.
I'm going to shut you up.
No, you're not shutting me up.
If you're so confident he
Let's
won't
do
throw
it.
40, then put your money where your mouth is.
Pay up on your Jordan bet, and I'll bet you another pair.
And there would be.
All right, so then how do you lose?
This is
bet
the
another
caveat.
Pair, Chris.
This is the caveat.
No, how do you lose is what I'm asking you. If you're so
you're
confident.
In, what?
If
what?
You're so confident, right? You owe me a pair. Let's put up another pair.
I don't owe you a pair?
Well, let's do it. And then if you're going to win, then you don't owe me. Let's bet a pair of Jordans.
I just went on Patrick Mahomes throwing 40 times.
No, but you got to acknowledge that you owe me the ones from the Lakers bet.
No, because we're
going
to.
See, there you go. This is what I'm talking about.
Oh, no.
He's so confident, but he won't bet it.
All right, go
ahead. How are you confident?
Take the floor and then let me talk. Go ahead. Since you keep interrupting me.
I turned the mic off. Go ahead.
All right. We have to understand the parameters. We didn't understand the parameters that time. I'm thinking, of course, if LeBron gets hurt, bet's off. You're thinking, no, if he gets hurt, I'm not Las Vegas. You can talk all that Vegas. That I'm not Las Vegas. I'm Chris Broussard, one individual. Now, the parameters are this. If Patrick Mahomes stays healthy, I'll even give you a game. If he plays at least 15 games, and he's banged up now. But he's playing through it. If he plays at least 15 games, he will throw 40 touchdowns. And you talking all that stuff, let's put a pair of Air Jordans on it. Now, if he gets hurt and he's out at least 2 games, bet's off. Anybody can understand that. So you come up big and bad, sticking your chest out, steam coming out of your ears. Let's see where you are now. Now, you want to make the bet? Or you want to continue to eat some old chicken wings?
Nope, we have a chicken wing bet, which we'll stick with.
Look.
All I'm telling you,
he was 19 for 35 for 273 yards. Hold on, you going to answer me? Are we betting Jordans or not?
We're not betting because you welched on the bet we had.
Everybody now
knows. Everybody in the
that
studio.
That you just blowing smoke.
Everybody knows it. Am
You're
I right,
a paper
Alex?
Tiger.
Even Lee wasn't even producing the show and
you
he
don't
knows
wanna,
that.
You don't want to really. You
I,
don't believe
I already
that
made the
mess,
bet. I already made the bet.
If you believed it, you would put your money where your mouth mouth
no,
is.
No, because you always give yourself an escape clause, and I don't
I'm
bet
Muhammad
like that.
You when I talk
no,
trash,
you don't.
I back it up. You got Baker Mayfield.
You got
you're talking all that. You got the commercials, all that mess,
you
but you ain't backing it up.
No, you always have an escape clause. I don't know if he misses a quarter
you
or two.
Already,
oh, the
you
bet's
already
off.
Have taken
that's
the bass
you
out
got.
Of your voice.
No,
when
I'm
you
not.
Started, when we started the show 5 minutes ago, you had bass in your voice. Now all I hear is treble.
It ain't no trouble. It's not
treble. Hey. Listen, dude, you can't even pronounce it, trouble. I got you shaking. I got you shook. I called you out and you ran. You tucked your tail and you ran.
All you ever do
$300,
is
$300, Rob Parker.
Just because.
You want to put $20 on some chicken wings.
Just because.
I'm calling you out.
I'm a woman.
You lucky I ain't in the studio, too.
Just because you yell don't mean you're right. You've been yelling for all during the football season and all you've been is wrong. You were wrong about Lamar Jackson. You were wrong about.
Really?
Yes, you were
what
wrong.
What did I say about Lamar Jackson?
You would. Oh, he's another one. I'm buying into
no,
what
I
he
didn't.
Is.
We were actually
you
in
bought
to
Lamar,
Lamar Jackson, you and I.
All right, you were
we
also
actually were in lockstep on Lamar.
You've been,
said,
you've
hold
been,
the phone.
You've been wrong on all the Dak Prescott. You were beating your
Lamar
chest.
I know Lamar was great yesterday. I'm not jumping
you,
to the conclusion.
You were beating on your chest on Dak Prescott.
Oh, I'm
when they were 3-0 against nobody.
I'm sticking behind
all
Dak.
I told you was he didn't
who,
beat anybody.
Who Rob Parker? Answer me this: who leads the NFL in QBR?
It's about wins and losses.
Who leads the NFL
that's what it's
in
about.
QBR?
Did
hold
you
on,
hear
when
that?
I brought that up with Aaron Rodgers, you went,
it's about
oh,
wins
he
and
had
losses.
The highest QBR we've ever seen.
He's 4-1
he's
this year. He's
going to
be 5-1
that.
This year. I don't talk about the past. We talk
QBR,
about now.
QBR, Rob. Look at
the QBR
I am
doesn't
you.
Matter.
You thought you was about to come on here and give me my comeuppance? You had another thing coming, son. I'm ready for everything you got.
We already
I
know.
I didn't even know. We had the pre-show meeting with Lee DeLapp, the producer, since you can't even, we not even don't even need to introduce the crew, DJ Tyshirt on the ones and twos. And Lee was on the phone. You played nice. Oh, is it, everything was all peachy. Chris, the Rams, you called it. The Rams don't look good. Why don't we do that for a segment? Oh, we can talk baseball. Alec, you know, Carlos Correa with the dance. Let's talk. You were all nice. And you caught me off guard as the first thing out of your mouth was it was a great weekend for me and a horrible weekend for Chris Broussard. You thought you had a brother cornered, but I came out swinging. Yes, right. I came out like Ali. You was George Foreman. We don't get it on because we don't get along. You know it.
You could be
that's
as loud
right.
as you
Ali,
want,
boy.
And you
I'm
know
Ali.
What? All the Odd Couple
I'm
listeners,
roping you.
They all
I'm
know.
I'm roping you to
they
dope.
All know that Chris Broussard is a prisoner of the moment, and Chris Broussard has been beating his chest about playing, mopping up bad teams and all of that. They all know when they call in today, Chris, they're going to call you out as well.
Well, all right, we're going to see.
They will call you out. You
hey,
have been wrong about NFL
it's
football week six.
What?
I'm
about
just telling
what?
You about
it's early. If
Dak Prescott just lost to the Jets.
Well, how about the Jets? How
he
the
just
Jets
lost
looking?
To the Jets.
Are your Jets going to make the playoffs?
How did Dak Prescott lose to the Jets, a winless team? He
are
also
the Jets going to make the playoffs? Huh? Who said that? I think there was only one person in America that said the Jets were going to make the playoffs.
You told the Cowboys they
and
should
it was
pay
you.
Him. They should pay Dak Prescott. It's only going to cost
should.
Them more. They
he's
should pay him off for what?
He's going to get his money. We throwing this out. 877-99 on Fox.
And here's a question.
No,
who's the question? Who's been more credible about the NFL
no,
season?
No, no, no. That's not the
Rob
question.
Rob Parker
the
or Chris Broussard?
Is Rob Parker full of it? Because Rob Parker came out bumping his gums, beating his chest, telling everybody, come here. I'm going to beat Chris. I'm going to get Chris. And then I say, put your money where your mouth is. I step up to the plate.
I've told you,
I
we
say,
can have
let's
a bet.
Bet some George.
Let's do
and
it.
You want to stick with some measly, scrawny old chicken wings.
I like to eat. The problem
so that's
is
the question.
You
is
always
Rob
want
Parker
an escape clause.
877-99 on Fox. Don't throw it on Dak. It's 6 weeks in. Don't ask the callers to make some grand proclamations when they were 3 weeks
when they were 3-0. Chris was all about Dak Prescott. He also told us Patrick Mahomes was going to the Hall of Fame. He was Michael Jordan.
Oh,
can you believe that?
He
was Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan. You know how close he is to Michael Jordan? The best he would ever be to Michael Jordan is to wear a pair of Michael Jordan.
Winning?
He ain't no Michael Jordan.
In Jordan's second year as a starter,
he ain't no Michael Jordan. He's lost.
Was he winning something?
He should have lost 3 in a row if the Lions could have not fumbled a 100-yard.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
The bottom line is he ain't there. Yeah.
Not feelings.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates, young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Interesting development. Now, as you know, everybody knows, the Carolina Panthers, since Cam Newton went down after week two, they were 0-2. Kyle Allen, an undrafted free agent, steps in, and they're 4-0 with Allen as the quarterback. And not only are they 4-0, but Allen's numbers are great. 66% completion rate, just below that. 901 yards, 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. His quarterback rating is 106.6. That's 5th in the NFL. These are the guys he's behind. Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Deshaun Watson. So Kyle Allen is playing well. They're not just winning. He's not just managing. He's actually making some plays. And now news came out today that Cam Newton's foot injury, the Lisfranc fracture, has healed well, and he is expected to return to practice after the team's bye week, which is this week. So he will be available, it looks like, for their next game. And now the question everybody's asking is, what do you do? Do you start Newton or do you go with Allen? I'm going to give you my answer, Rob. I'm sticking with Kyle Allen.
And I think you're Meshuggah and crazy.
Why?
Because
is Cam Newton Tom Brady? Is he Aaron Rodgers?
It's not that. If you're going to do that, then you might as well get rid. You should release him. Well, but you should release him.
No, you don't have to release him.
Ain't no way, Chris, because if the kid that you're so gung-ho on has a bad game or two, people will be screaming for him to take him out. I'm saying is,
then you do it.
He's playing well. Nobody's knocking that. But when you go out and you lose your gig over an injury and you get hurt and you're your franchise quarterback and you've done the stuff that you've done and put up the numbers, they're not going to do it that way. That's not what you do to somebody who's been that guy for you in the face of your franchise. That's all. I'm not saying
Eli Manning was that guy in the face of the franchise.
Yeah, but you're talking about after a lot of years, though.
But Cam has more wear and tear. I get it. He's a lot younger. He's 30 years old. But he has been beaten up.
Yeah, but you're talking about, you know, you can't look at it from the Eli standpoint.
That's, but I'm just saying, like, Cam, you want to go back to 2015 when he led him to the Super Bowl. That was 4 years ago.
Chris, you make it like it was 20 years ago. But it's not all his fault. He's been beat up and injured.
I'm not saying it's all his fault, but he hasn't played well.
But he's healthy. All I'm saying is once a guy's healthy, a guy of that stature.
He thought he was healthy at the beginning of the season.
A guy of that stature. All I'm saying is I would be surprised. I'm telling you, I would be shocked if he doesn't play. Because if he doesn't play, then he'll never play again in with the Panthers, if you're going that route.
So let me ask you this. Let's say you start, because you might be right. I'm just saying, if I were running the Panthers, I would stick with Kyle. I mean, my wish would be that Cam was still out a little bit longer so I could get more of a look at Allen. But you might be right. They may go at that route. But I'm saying I would stick with Allen. I mean, this is professional football. If you get beat out, you get beat out. I'm sorry.
It doesn't happen like that. Not for franchise quarterbacks. He didn't lose his job because he wasn't playing well. He got injured.
But maybe
they don't
now
do it that
has.
Way. But they
did it to Drew Bledsoe.
That's not the way you. That's
hold on. Did they do it to Drew Bledsoe
again,
in New England?
It's totally different. Go look at how old.
How was it different?
Drew
Bledsoe was
old.
Right smack in the middle. No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
He was about where Newton is right now.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't remember.
Yeah, he was. Because he went elsewhere and played well. He went. Where did he go after?
To Buffalo. And played a year or a year and a half. He didn't play that long after that.
But he was, no, 2001, was it?
I don't remember
when he was
the exact
in New England.
Year.
It was 2001. He was 29 years old. He was younger than Cam. He went to Buffalo and played 3 years in Buffalo. 1 year made the Pro Bowl. The very next year, and then he played 2 years in Dallas. It's the same exact situation. I'm not saying Kyle Allen, don't get me wrong. Not saying he's Tom Brady. I'm just saying don't you can't tell me it hasn't happened. It did happen.
I wouldn't do that in that situation with Cam compared to I'll be stunned. I would be 100% stunned if he's not starting once he's healthy and he's your quarterback. We even saw that with Jameis Winston and he hadn't even won anything. Didn't they put him back in? Cuz they didn't want to give up
right away. No.
They didn't want to give up
about
on
with
him.
Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, they put him back in, didn't they?
Fitzpatrick had a game. He threw like 3 interceptions in the first half.
Yeah, but
then they went back to Winston.
Why though? But he had a great year.
Kyle Allen goes out there and wets the bed in the first half, they're going to go to Newton.
But why? If he just did all this other good stuff, why would you just?
What because do you mean? Why? We're
because
trying
he
to
had
win
one
football game.
Because
That's
he had.
Why?
Because he had
I'm
one.
Not worried about feelings.
No,
Rob.
But I'm talking about because he had one bad half. He had one bad half, so that's the reason.
Yeah. That's what they did. I'm just saying, that's what they did. That happened last year. And so I'm just saying, like, this is big boy football.
I just don't
We're
see it.
We're trying to get to the playoffs. In fact, Ron Rivera's trying to save his job. He can't be worried about who's making the most money, who's, you know, so-called franchise quarterback. He's got to go with what's working.
And then when they
what's working right now. And again, to me,
If Cam comes back and I start Kyle Allen and he starts struggling, you know, badly and look, you know, whether it's a game, a half, two games, whatever, you can always go to Cam Newton. You can always go back to him. Or if Cam goes out there and plays horrible, you better believe I'm not leaving Cam in for the rest of the season. Would you do that? What if Cam plays poorly and they lose? Would you stick with him just because he's Cam Newton?
He's your franchise quarterback until I give up on him. Until I'm ready.
What is this?
I'm ready to give up on him.
Earn
I'm not,
it, baby.
No, it doesn't work like that.
What? It worked that way in New England for the best coach in history, Bill Belichick.
It didn't work like that for the Giants. We've been talking about Eli Manning.
We've
been talking about the Giants for 4 or 5 years that Eli
they
was no good.
They should have let kept that way.
But I'm trying to tell you what's happened and why teams don't do that.
What teams? I just brought to you the biggest example you could have. The best coach of the era, if not all time, he did it.
All right. Well, I don't know the exact circumstances. I think that didn't he get hurt?
Bledsoe was a great, viewed as a top flight
but
quarterback.
But didn't he get hurt or something?
Yeah,
there was a reason.
He got hurt, and Tom Brady stepped in. The team was struggling.
Tom Brady threw one touchdown in the postseason in that year. It wasn't like he lit it up or something.
No, but the team took off. The team was winning. And so they stuck with Brady, and the rest was history.
Okay,
then they traded Bledsoe.
When the Panthers say that they're done with him, let me know because I don't believe it's going to happen.
I have some inside information, and I know what the Panthers are going to do. I'm just telling you what I would do. They may do what you said, but I'm just saying you can't sit here and tell me it's a hard and fast rule because it happened to Drew Bledsoe, who was viewed as the same stature as Cam Newton. If it was Aaron Rodgers, of course I'm not benching him. Or somebody that's Deshaun Watson or somebody that's playing at the top of their game. But Cam Newton's not there. I'm sorry. I'm not worried about what he did 4 years ago.
Well, I totally disagree. I just don't think.
Because of what he did 4 years ago?
Because he's your franchise quarterback who lost his job on getting hurt. I'm just telling you.
He's on the last year of his deal.
All right.
They probably let him go.
So then they should just release him then.
Why?
Why would you keep him?
No, I'm sorry. Rob, I'm paying you to do a job. If you get beat out, you get beat out.
They can release
him. I'm still paying you. Sit on the bench, collect your money, and then at the end of the year, you can go somewhere else. Well, they don't have to play by these rules, worried about guys' feelings. I'm paying you $21 million a year, if not more.
I just wouldn't do it. I'm just telling you, I wouldn't do it. No matter what success he's had, we've seen this.
Saving somebody's feelings.
It's not about
that.
It's not about that. It's that we've seen people have streaks and stretches where they play unbelievable. It doesn't mean that they can sustain it. It doesn't mean that they've arrived because they've had 3 or 4 good games. This is what the problem is. Is 3 or 4 sample size games is not enough for me to scrap Cam Newton. It's just Chris.
I'm not saying Kyle Allen has arrived. I'm not saying, we know we got our next quarterback. I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying, a big part of it is that Cam Newton has not played well. Wait, he lost like 8 straight games. It's like Teddy Bridgewater. They're winning New Orleans. I'm not thinking twice about keeping him in over Drew Brees. Because Drew Brees was playing well and they were winning. That's the difference. Cam wasn't playing well.
Yeah, but I'm not so sure if he wasn't playing well because if he was not fully healthy. I'm not so sure.
Last time he was fully healthy?
Last year he wasn't healthy and he's fully healthy now. I don't know where he is, but
if he's fully healthy.
If he's able to play, I expect him to be the starter.
You might be right. I'm just telling you what I would do. And don't paint it like I'm saying Kyle Allen is all that. I don't know that. But I'm just saying the team is winning and our job is to win football games.
Well,
that's where the Giants got in trouble. So they worried about the fans.
Should the Browns go to their second quarterback because Baker Mayfield? Why not? He's struggling. He's playing poorly.
That's all right. He's young. No, it's a different situation. It's a different situation. He's not
You're trying to win games.
Deal.
Are you trying to
He's
win games or not?
First of all, there's no proof his backup's going to win games. Don't even try to twist this. Seriously, that's ridiculous.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. This guy was the star of the show yesterday in Seattle's victory, come from behind victory over the Cleveland Browns. Wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks, Jerron Brown. Jerron, welcome to the iCouple.
Hey, what's going on?
Doing
hey,
great. How are you?
Have you on, man. Congratulations on the win and the big game individually yesterday. You had only had 8 catches in the first 4 games, no TDs, and then yesterday a big game, 3 catches, 2 touchdowns. What enabled you to really break out yesterday and have such a huge game?
I think it was just opportunity. You know, targets, you know, that come few and not many. But, you know, it was just the opportunity. Caught the defense in the right kind of coverage, and, you know, Russ made the throw, and yeah, I had to make a play, man.
You guys are rolling. Last week the Rams missed a field goal that could have beat you at home, but it didn't right. go right, and then you come back with a comeback victory. Do you feel like things are in place and you're getting kind of some of the breaks as well as playing well together?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, that's football, you know. But I can't say the pieces are starting to come together. You know, it's always good when us as collectively play well, defense and, you know, special teams and offense is involved. We're all involved. So, yeah, we're definitely trying to keep this thing rolling.
Jerron, when you guys are down, I think it was 20-6, What do you tell yourselves? Is there a gathering? Did Russell Wilson kind of gather the offense together or the team? Or what was said in the locker room to, you know, get everybody, look, this isn't over. We can come back and beat this team.
Right. I mean, you know, and it's crazy you mentioned that. I don't even recall that. I was telling Tyler the other day, I don't even recall it being 20-6. That was just kind of like the mindset of it. And, you know, we had to kind of dig ourselves out of that hole. But, yeah, I think it's just a matter of being poised and, you know, just not looking back and just kind of keep plugging away and, you know, eventually get a break and, you know, get a couple scores going and get that momentum going.
How conscious of the Browns are you? And I mean, from a standpoint, most of the time you're just doing your thing and you figure, you know, if you do what you're supposed to, your team will win. But the Browns came out with a lot of bravado and that they were going to go to the Super Bowl and all the fuss made about them early on. As a player, when you hear stuff like that, do you guys kind of think about that at all? Or like, you know, like, where is this coming from? And maybe want to go a little extra, you know, and beating them feels good because they talk so much smack before the season started?
Not really, to be honest. It's just like any other game. You know, our mindset coming in was just get another win. And it was going to be on the road. We knew it was going to be tough. You know, those guys, they were looking for a win too. So, I mean, it's the same mindset from that aspect. But, you know, those guys, got to give a credit to those guys. They put up a good fight.
Well, but real quick to follow up, what do you make of that when teams get so much press? Or, you know, like when it was all coming together and they made the trade for OBJ and they went from being on national TV the mandatory once a year to like four or five national games and all that.
Yeah.
Did you look at some of that and go, wow, like really Cleveland is all that?
Yeah. No, I mean, they definitely got the superstars over there for sure. And yeah. You know, they got the attention of the league, I guess you could say, sort of. You know, I know a lot of those players on that side of the ball as well and coaches as well. So, I guess you could say that.
Jerron, you sound like you've been to the Russell Wilson school of saying the right thing.
Why you say that?
You're not biting on any of the questions
what?
That want to get you to talk trash.
Am I saying the right thing? Wow.
You're saying the right thing. You know,
I didn't realize it, man.
Some players might come out and say, yeah, the Browns were talking all, you know, this stuff. And, you know, Richard Sherman has said that and some others. But, no, that's cool, man. Do you. Speaking of Russell Wilson – he is, I think right now, he is the MVP. My preseason pick was Pat Mahomes, but right now I'd have to give it to Russell Wilson. Do you think he's underrated and people are finally this year starting to see just how good this guy is?
Yeah. You know, I have the luxury of seeing it every week, weekend, and week out throughout practice. So, I mean, a lot of stuff, it really doesn't surprise me. But, I mean, it's great that he's getting, you know, some respect. He's definitely a top QB in this league for sure. And, you know, he's getting the well-deserved respect, and as he should be in the MVP talk.
What's more shocking in your own division, that the 49ers are 5-0 or that the Rams are 3-3?
You know, I got to be honest. I'm surprised that, you know, the struggles with the Rams. I wouldn't even really say the struggles, but just I guess a couple of losses back-to-back, and, you know, it's a tough division, so, you know, you always got to be prepared for sure, and you got a couple tough stretches of games coming up, so we're certainly ready for it.
Jerron, I know you went to Clemson, and they are obviously still in the top four, but there are a lot of pundits out there that think they're only in the top four because of reputation, because of winning it last year, that they really haven't earned it yet this year. They don't look as good as I expected, especially at quarterback with Trevor Lawrence. What do you see with this team, and how confident are you that they will win the national championship?
Hey, I see a team that's, you know, the defending national champs. I see a team that's still undefeated. I mean, you hear the chatter and whatnot that they don't deserve this. I mean, you got to think the teams are playing. I mean, they're playing tough teams, and you know, year after year, I feel like they always have to prove people wrong. And, you know, they get in these big games and they still dominate and still win. So, hey, I guess we'll see.
It's some other teams looking good, man. I sense a little trepidation in your voice.
No. Trust me, there's no worries over here. It's usually quiet around Saturdays. I don't really hear too much smash talk. So,
last thing for me, when you look at teams, you know how hard it is to win on the road in the NFL. You know, usually if you can play 500 and then do well at home, you're in good shape. You guys are 3-0 and undefeated away from home. What does that say about your team to be able to win, you know, big games away from home?
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys have come together collectively as a team. And, you know, we know when we go in that type of environment, you know, it's just us. It's us against them. So I think that pretty much togetherness really becomes key. And, you know, we're trying to win games. We're trying to win all of them. You know, we're trying to win them all and put ourselves in the best position, you know, further down the road. So each one of these games count. They're important. You know, we put the work in week in. And, hopefully the results continue to show.
Jerron, great stuff, man.
Yes,
congratulations again on the big win and the big individual performance for yourself. Good luck next week.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, thanks, man.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.